Blackhawks try to erase a 22-game road winless streak here in Arizona tonight as they do battle with the Coyotes, who absolutely shellacked the Hawks last time they were here. But what might make a difference for the Hawks tonight are the greatest fans in hockey who are here to cheer them on and end this long streak. Second meeting of three this season between these two teams is set to begin. Down to center ice we go. Bedard against Bjugstad, the drop of the puck, and this one's underway in the Hawks' control. Right away, Vlasic fires it down into the Coyote zone behind the net. Send it over to Jones, top of the left circle. Slap pass over to Bedard, right point with eight. Over to Jones, one-timer, he scores! In front of the net, I believe this was tipped off of one of the Coyote defensive
Stetcher.
Players. And it deflects past Ingram. And it's a power play goal. Seth Jones scores. It's now 1-0 in favor of the Hawks.
Well, that's got to feel really good for Seth Jones. He has struggled to put the puck in the back of the net. Power play has not been his friend. He finds the back of the net here. A good hard shot pass from Connor Bedard off the stick of Troy Stetcher up over the glove of Connor Ingram. Nothing that he could do on that play.
Jared Tenorti got to it there. And pokes it to the Coyote blue line, falls down. Here come the Coyotes, 3-on-1, led by Bjugstad over the Hawk line. The right circle, he fires, he scores. Now for Bjugstad, that was a pretty clean look. He raced down the right wing all alone. And he looked off his winger on the left wing side and fired home his 14th goal on the season. We're tied at one. The Johnson of the right wing circle. 35 seconds on the power play to Foligno back in the net. To Bedard in the left wing corner, fed it in front, Foligno shoots and scores! It's a power play goal for the Hawks, Nick Foligno, bada boom, bada bang, and the Hawks lead 2-1.
Relentless pressure for the Hawks on this power play. Boy, they moved it around and they took some shots, they retrieved it, kept it going. Penalty killers dead tired the entire time, basically inside the Coyotes' end of the ice, and boy, they moved it around. They snapped it around, and Bedard sees that Foligno all alone in front of the net. He just redirects us off the far post and in.
Sanford pulled down at the near point. No penalty.
Wow.
Cooley the other way over the Hawk line. Over to Keller, and a shot and a glove save is made by Soderblom. That's his best save of the year. Arvid was hugging the near post as the puck came down into the Hawk zone. And he had to fly over and get his glove on that shot by Clayton Keller, who can really fire it.
That's the kind of save I would think that Arvid can build on. All the tough times he's had this season, the blowouts he's had to endure, be able to make a save like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a game changer. And in his mind, you know, a lot of times goaltenders talk about the save that makes the difference. And that was the save so far for Soderblom.
Hawks control, Vlasic to Korchinski, top of the right circle, put it in front, they score! It's Jason Dickinson on the deflection. Sweeps it in behind Ingram with 3 seconds left on the power play, and the Hawks climb back on top again, 3-2. Here's Kershaw with a shot, he scores! Oh, that was a bomb! Foligno fed it from the left circle, Kershaw, top of the right circle, was wide open. It took the Hawks 4 seconds to convert on the power play, and they now lead 4-2.
Dickinson again with Hayton off the draw. Dickinson wins it at Jones, firing from center ice, he scores! An empty net goal, and that'll put it away for the Hawks.
Seth Jones off the faceoff win. Skated it up the middle of the ice and fired a bullseye into the back of the Coyote net. It's his second goal on the night, and it's his third goal on the season, and I believe it's going to stand up as the capper. 8 seconds left in the game. Gunther dumping the puck down the boards into the Hawk zone. This circles the net to McBain. Flips it back in behind the net, and folks, for the first time since November of 2023, I'm able to say Hawks win on the road. They finally erase a 22-game winless streak where they went 0-21-1 on the road. And that's a franchise record streak. And here tonight, a combined team effort helped the Blackhawks to a 5-2 win. And give it up to Arvid Soderblom. He stopped all but two Coyote shots here tonight to pick up his third win on the season. That's a happy bunch of Blackhawks down there.